Okay.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
This should be from the beginning. If this is not the beginning, then there's something very wrong with the editing.
This is true.
This is Jeff.
Jeff who?
Jeff Pulver. It's December 30th.
And we're here in...
Doesn't matter. We're in New York City someplace in a noisy restaurant where the food isn't so good. And the service is even better. Looking at the year that was, wasn't, could have been, might have been, will be. 2010 was an interesting year. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Are you being a poet now?
No, just talking the truth. There was the good, the bad, the ugly.
Now you're being Clint Eastwood.
It was what it was.
And what it wasn't.
What it wasn't, it wasn't.
And what it was, it was.
2010 was the year that people started to understand. I don't know what, but social media started going down. It's not cool being social media anymore if you're not being social. You know, 2010 was a year that many people started to think they needed to have a Facebook strategy and a YouTube strategy and a Twitter strategy. 2010 was a year that a lot of interesting new companies got formed. We'll find out about those in future years. 2010 was a year of confusion. It was a year of absolute clarity. 2010 was a year that certain people changed the world forever. And it was a year that forever the world was changed by a few people. In the small little crevice of the world that I live in, 2010 was pretty amazing. I got to travel to Barcelona, to Austin, to New York City, to Washington, D.C., and Tel Aviv several times, to San Francisco, to Boston, to Los Angeles, to Detroit, to Hutchinson, Kansas. But really what I got to do is got a chance to meet so many people. And then more than ever before, I had a chance to drive America. I had this 6.5 days of magic where I hosted 11 tweet-ups in 11 cities across the American Midwest and discovered people. And I discovered America. I like Omaha, the new melting pot of America. I don't know why it's a melting pot, but it seems to be. I like Hutchinson, Kansas and school bus races. I like Detroit and the mayor and the people. I like a lot of different things. You know, places I used to fly over and now like to drive through. I got to visit the Field of Dreams and hold a corn and have a husk of corn in my hand from the field and feel for a second as if I was in that movie. It was an interesting year. Lots of different people are all experiencing the phenomenon known as social media. Not everybody knows what social media is, but I think more now than ever before, if you want to look at the differences between Facebook and Twitter, Facebook to me is a gated community where you, the Facebooker, decides who lives in the gated community. If someone's out of line, move them out. If you want to bring a neighbor in, bring a neighbor in. You get to be the mayor, you get to be the judge, you get to be the jury. You are the curator. Twitter is like living on the street. There are no filters. You can't really control who sees you, who feels you, who touches you, who acts upon you, who amplifies your voice and who provides glory. You have no choice other than to deal with the rules of the street. Yeah, you can protect your tweets, but who's kidding who? You're really not on the street now, are you? I think there's a realness in Twitter that allows conversations to happen and for people's digital souls to be to be exposed to the analog side they really are. I think that overall, we're moving closer in humanity, not further away. I think we're offering a platform for people's voices to be heard and to be discovered and to matter. You know, mattering and legacy seem to go hand in hand. I think the art of storytelling is coming back. I think the art of the story is coming back, too. When I look to the year ahead, I'm not looking for big revelations in how we do things in 2011, but I do think that the worldwide adoption of social media will continue to drive the way people communicate face-to-face and online. I think we have a generation to worry about that doesn't understand turning off. There's now a generation of high school students do not experience summer vacation or holidays because their friends are reporting 24/7 their life. I think it was pretty good when we can go to high school and junior high school and say goodbye in June and say hello in September and not know or not care what people did, to allow people to disconnect and to reconnect with nature and the analog side of life. The world is different now. People are different. You know, there's an intimacy that was never there before. On the other hand, maybe people are hiding behind walls. Maybe these technologies are allowing people to create yet another persona of themselves and pretend to be somebody they are or they're not. And maybe these technologies are making it even harder to pierce into those people. I don't know. I would like to think that these technologies are liberating and allow people to connect at a level they never could connect before and have a voice to be seen, to be heard, and to be felt around the world. We'll see. I do think in the years ahead, what we call social media won't be called social media. We'll always be social with media, but differently. Look, as a kid, I remember making playlists and mixtapes with music. There, I was being social with media, my music. Here, it's not so. But 2010 was a great year for Jeff Pulver. It was a year I got to discover America. I got to discover who my friends were, reaffirm those who weren't, and opened up doors that I hope to take advantage of in the future years, and lay the groundwork to get to meet some more people next year. I like the Great American Road Trip. I think it's a great concept. In the end, you know, love you take is equal to the love you make. Anyway, that's my year-end wrap. But there was no beat to it, though. But that's the wrap of 2010.
Okay, so any final thoughts, Dr. Pulver?
Happy New Year. May 2010 be the year that more of your dreams come true, when you open your mind to the potential of what could be. Don't worry about what was. What will be, will be.
And so he said.